Taking to the streets, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Protests in several cities Friday night in reaction to Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade in Phoenix. Police using tear gas to break up a crowd of protesters banging on the doors of the state capitol building. In New York City, police arresting several people who were blocking city streets.
Traffic.
Protests also reported in Denver, Seattle, Los Angeles, and last evening in Chicago.
They gathered by the thousands downtown Chicago and marched through the Loop. Overwhelmingly female demonstrators say the decision of the Supreme Court made them feel disempowered. So they gathered in numbers to feel empowered again, to show lawmakers abortion rights advocates are a powerful voting bloc. The protest has been peaceful. Not only was it supported by police, but Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker marched with them.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The night of rage threatened for Washington, D.C. by a far-left group did not materialize. In the 6-3 decision, the High Court ruled there was nothing in the Constitution that conveys a right to abortion and therefore struck down the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. It now frees individual states to decide the abortion issue. Reaction from the White House.
President Biden called out former President Donald Trump, saying that the three justices named by Trump, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, were at the core of the decision to, quote, upend the scales of justice. When the former president was asked if he takes any credit, he told Fox News, God made the decision. President Biden's own views on abortion have shifted throughout the years, but the president's stance became more progressive. And in light of Roe's reversal, Biden cast abortion rights as a central issue of November's midterm elections.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. 16 states have now laws in place that permit access to abortion. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
To the president, the Safer Communities Act, the gun control measure written in response to the school shootings 1 month ago in Uvalde, Texas. The president today heads overseas on a diplomatic trip.
President Biden departs for Germany today to attend the G7 summit. It's being held at Schloss Elmau in the Bavarian Alps. Aside from the Ukraine issues, the group of seven will also discuss alternatives to China-based financing for development. The president after heads to a NATO summit in Madrid, which will focus more on Ukraine and the Western Alliance's response to the war being waged by Russia. The White House says a visit to Ukraine by the president is unlikely. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former President Trump scheduled to rally supporters in a deep blue state tonight.
Former President Trump is set to rally his base at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Mendon, in northwestern Illinois, just days before the state's primary election. Trump's rally alongside U.S. Republican Rep. Mary Miller, who's locked in a bitter primary race with another GOP incumbent, Rep. Rodney Davis, in the state's 15th district, which was redrawn by the state's Democratic-led General Assembly. And as Republicans in a six-way primary for governor also vie for the former president's endorsement. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The price of gasoline down again. AAA reporting a drop of nearly 2 cents a gallon since yesterday. The average national price now just under $4.91. Substantial gains on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 823 points. NASDAQ gained 375. The S&P 500 closed 116 points higher. Police in Oslo, Norway say the suspect they've arrested for a series of shootings in the city's nightlife district is a Norwegian citizen originally from Iran. Two people are dead. The man will be charged with murder and terrorism. Oslo canceling its pride parade scheduled today. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.